What's up, you guys? Your boy Big Al.
And I'm Zo.
It's Preps and Gold, y'all. Just sparking up some of the doink.
That's right. That's right. You know, we're here to talk about
the 10-game win streak's over.
10-game win streak is over. 0-1 for the month of December. You know, we lost to the, I like to call them the Foreign Towers.
The Foreign Towers. Twin Towers, okay. Know? I call them the Euro Connection.
Oh, that's better.
The Euro Connection.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
The crew of Kristaps and Luka.
And Luka. Okay. Okay. You know, Lakers took this L. Took the L, 114, Mavs, 100, Lakers, you know.
Possibly to the MVP.
Yeah.
Might be.
Might
Luka's hooping, bro.
He is, but I don't think they're going to give it. They're not going to give that to him.
Nah, so you tell me, wait, tell me this. If he averages 30, 10, and 10.
You got to look at what James Harden's doing too, though.
But if he averages 30, 10, and 10.
30, 10, and 10, that's amazing numbers. But I just don't see them giving it. If James Harden continues to hoop the way he's hooping, I don't see why he doesn't win the MVP. You got to think about it. You take away Luka away from that team. They still got a solid team. Don't get me wrong. They won't be without Luka. But they got Kristoff. They got Dwight Powell. They have Dylan Wright.
Tim Hardaway's a bum.
He still can hoop.
He's a bum.
He still can hoop.
He's a bum.
What did he do tonight?
Bro, I paid attention to him when he was on the Knicks. He ain't shit.
Oh, Knicks, he was trash. Yeah, Knicks.
Okay, he took all their money, robbed him.
He only had 8 points.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Oh, he went 30% from the field, too. Oh,
3 for 10.
Yeah, it was terrible. That was terrible. But, we're here to talk about the Lakers.
0 for 7 from a 3-point line. Come on, bro.
Yeah, it was not that good yet. But at the end of the day, I still think my pick for MVP is James Harden.
Okay.
It's James Harden. Just the numbers and the streak he's on. LeBron James too. LeBron James is up there. It's right now my top three. James Harden, LeBron, and Luka.
Okay. I respect that.
Say those are the top three.
So let's talk about the loss a little bit because there's a lot to talk about, honestly.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
we were up in there. We were up by 10 in the first quarter at one point. Yeah, I mean, we were killing shit.
Yeah, I just think they got they were just driving. They were driving to the paint, and Lakers don't have once. The guards. It's the guard play.
The dribble penetration play. We don't got no one out there to defend, man. We have nobody out there to defend them.
Lakers Avery Bradley. Defense. Yeah, he's gonna come. When he comes back, he'll be good. The Lakers gave up a lot of points in the paint, which was not good. 46 points in the paint. And I just think that it could have been better defensive-wise. Defensive-wise, it could have been a lot better. The Lakers it seemed like they lost it towards the end of that third. The end of that third quarter, they lost it. And Luka took over. You see that step back he had against LeBron.
LeBron had an off night too, though. He went 0 for 5 from a 3-point line. That hasn't happened in a while.
All his points came in the paint. He was playing bully ball tonight.
He was. He hasn't been getting a lot of calls too, man. He only went to the free throw line only 5 times. Only 3 times.
3 times, but he hit all 3 of them.
He did hit all 3 of them. Anthony Davis was killing shit left and right, and then he fell into a slump. I just don't know what happened this game, man. I feel like Dallas just kind of got the best of us. They had a better game. We were off a little bit. We just been fucking shit up left and right. We just put the Wizards down the way we did. And we're on a 10-game winning streak. Right. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to lose it back-to-back.
Right. I think it was good. This loss was... It was actually good for the Lakers. I think it's... they were getting kind of cocky. They were saying, we're running through the West, running through teams in the East.
It's been an easy record, though, bro.
It has.
It's been an easy record.
But they can regroup. They can regroup and come together and take the next ones. Because I just think that this loss for them, it was, they getting off that Thanksgiving, eating all that turkey, being with family, kind of like being lazy. It's okay. This one we'll give that to the Dallas. Shout out Luka Doncic. He was hooping tonight, and Dylan Wright came back his hometown. Putting up numbers. Shout out Luzinger, native. He put up some numbers. He finished with 17 points, 9 assists.
He always shows up when he's in LA, bro. Yeah, always does. He always does. Westbrook went there too.
Yeah, yes sir, yes sir. Yeah, shout out Westbrook. Shout out LA. Period.
You know what I'm saying? LA Hoopers.
We got a lot of good products coming out of LA. Shit.
But man, it's going to get real tough though. We're kind of lucky we do get a day off in between this, but then on Tuesday, we got the Nuggets, bro.
The Nuggets. Ooh.
That's Nuggets. A tough one. That's going to be a real testing. We're going to play Jokic in the paint and Paul Millsap. You got Jamal Murray, MPJ. You know what I'm saying? Will Barton.
But I still think the Lakers got that. I think.
Gary Harris. And then we got the Jazz back-to-back, though. Ooh. Nuggets and Jazz back-to-back. The schedule's about to get weird. Yeah, and then we got the Trailblazers. So shit's going to get, shit's going to get funky. It's in Portland, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shit's going to get a little bit funny. We'll see how we do, man. I need to see what's up with Avery Bradley coming back, do a little bit more research into that. But the dribble penetration is killing us whenever we play a guard-heavy team. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't been getting calls either. It's been kind of weird. Like, Bron isn't getting some calls in the paint. He's just running through dudes, and it's like, yo, bro, that type of contact. Like, when you're swinging for the ball and the ball doesn't come out,
right?
You hit something, bro.
Right.
True. That's called a foul.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you slap somebody in the arm, that's a foul, bro. Like, just because it doesn't look like it didn't affect this shot doesn't mean it's not a foul.
That's true. You know, it's just, he'll start getting those calls. You know, I'm just glad they're not using that as an excuse, you know, using the referees to bail out, you know, because their offensive is real well. You know, they put up, you know, and kind of in the third quarter was the only quarter they didn't score over 20 points.
Know whose offense they was? Kyle Kuzma.
Back to Kyle Kuzma. Second game in a row.
What's going on, bro?
He put up Kobe's old number.
What's going on, for two games in a row, eight
points. So he had 4 points in this game and 4 points last game.
0-5
I don't know what's
three.
Going on with you, Kuzma.
LeBron went 0-5. Kuz went 0-5. It was a weird night.
They shot terrible from the three. They 25%, only made 7 3-pointers.
7 for 27. Yeah.
7 3-pointers.
Off night, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah, turkey got to him.
Yeah. It was,
gobble.
That's what it is. That's what it
gobble,
was.
Gobble.
But I don't see, you know, they're still killing it, though. They're still 17-3, 9-2 at home. You know, this is one of their best starts in LeBron James led team and Laker history. So
I'm stoked, man. This is going to be really exciting. You know, We'll see what we do against the Nuggets. Just kind of push past this and, you know what I'm saying, move forward. This is a pretty ugly game for us, you know. By the end of the third, it was just gross, bro. It was like a 20-point lead. It was nasty.
Yeah, it was bad. It was pretty bad, bro.
But, yeah, man, let's see. Kyle Kuzma, come on, step your game up, fam. I don't know what the fuck is going on with you, bro. I don't know what it is. Zoe knows what it is.
We talked about that last. Check out our last podcast. We talked about. We went in a little bit in depth into that. Don't be in your feelings, though. You know, that's all I'm saying. Don't be in your feelings. You hoop.
Bro,
you know,
you gonna find another. Shipment.
There's only one Kyle Kuzma. Remember that. There's only one Kyle Kuzma. You know, let's talk. How about we talk about that? What'd you call him? The hairless Mamba.
The hairless Mamba, bro. Alex Caruso's out here getting too much hype, bro. He got these buckets in garbage time, like. Okay, you got the dunk. Okay, bro. But, hey, you need to start. You know what I'm saying? I need you to get out there and get some shit early on. Like, you're getting beat on dribble penetration every game. Your defense ain't really there. I need you to lock up, bro. Your plus minus is terrible.
But I still... Well, I mean, Alex Caruso, he's still... I think he's still hooping. Let's go back to what you call him, the Hellers Mamba. I think he lost most of his hair by stressing. Stressing to being in the D-League, not
Could
knowing
be genetic,
that, you
bro.
Know. That too, you know, but... That being in the G League and hooping for so long, finally getting your shot. You know, tonight he put up 10 points in 25 minutes. He was 4 or 5 from the field, and he also hit it went 100% from 3-point, which is big. I know it may have been garbage time, but it's still big. You know, it's still big. It's giving him that confidence, and it's showing that he can hit those big shots. I would put him coming off the bench right now over Kyle Kuzma.
Okay.
Right now,
chills up.
I would.
I would. He's got more minutes than him because of that garbage time.
Yeah.
But he ain't shooting better than him, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, you're going to give the ball to Kuz over Caruso.
Definitely.
Bucket.
But I'm talking about right now.
You got to run plays for Caruso.
Not necessarily.
Bro.
He has handles. Alex Caruso has some handles.
For the NBA.
And he got bounce.
For the NBA.
And he can shoot.
Of the NBA.
Don't take nothing. Don't because he's white. Don't take that away from him. He can
bro,
ball.
He looks like the Kim Possible. He can, ball.
Dude can ball. I'm serious. Dude can ball.
I need to get that 20-point game.
Yeah, Kyle.
If he gets a 30-point game this season, I'll buy his jersey.
Not 30.
It's not going to happen.
I don't think he's going to put
ever?
Up 30.
Will it ever
Maybe
happen?
He will put up 30, but not with the superstars that's on this team and the role players that's on this team.
All right, we already spent too much time talking about him. So we got the Nuggets next.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
Let's
right.
get over this loss. 10-game winning streak is over. Lakers are still on top. They're still number one in the league. Fuck the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Preps and Gold. Subscribe. Tell your friend. Oh, we smoked out some like trap wedding cake today, by the way. We've been smoking on this trap wedding cake. Fire. Drug dealer shit. Some like good drug dealer weed. Shout out to my boy for this fine cannabis. Raw papers, clone. Stuffy stuff. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Get on your level. Preps and Gold. Tell a friend. We out. Come on, Lakers.